Maine's congressional delegation, meanwhile, is defending the right to protest peacefully, but most so far have relied on written statements and tweets to express their opinions about recent demonstrations over police violence. Mal Leary has details.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who did agree to an interview, says the right to protest is guaranteed by the Constitution and that President Trump's use of an 1807 law to authorize military action against protests is improper. She says the Insurrection Act was intended to give presidents a tool to put down a revolution, not to clear a site for a photo op.
As he is saying, "I stand with peaceful protesters," he has military forces across the street in a park where people traditionally protest. They're doing so in a peaceful way before the curfew comes into D.C., and he's tear gassing them to get them out of the park.
Pingree says the president ordered demonstrators be dispersed so that he could hold a photo op in front of a church that had been damaged in an earlier protest. She fears that his planned trip Friday to Guilford, Maine, where swabs used in COVID-19 tests are made, is just part of his re-election effort.
If he was coming here to bring a message of unity and talking about, you know, the challenging times in our country and how to bring people forward, instead of doing what appears like it will be an attempt to have a political rally in the 2nd Congressional District.
Trump won the district in 2016, getting its single electoral vote. Republican Senator Susan Collins gave a speech in the Senate Monday on the importance of the right to peaceably protest, underscoring its constitutional protection. She said in an interview that the president should be trying to calm the situation.
I don't think it was the right thing to do for the president to stage this event last night in the midst of this peaceful protest.
Collins says she was upset to watch the use of military force to clear the area so the president could hold his photo op. As for his visit to Maine, she says the governor has made it clear the visit poses a security risk, but does not know if the president will listen to her concerns. Independent Senator Angus King declined an interview request. His spokesman said, quote, "Senator King is yielding airtime and attention to the voices in the hotspots who deserve to be heard at this point and sharing his thoughts primarily via social media right now." King was critical of Trump in several tweets, saying, quote, "His callous use of a church and the Christian Bible as props in a political stunt, which demeaned people of faith, degraded the office of the presidency, and insulted the American people." Second District Congressman Jared Golden did not respond to a request for an interview. He did issue a statement Monday supporting the right of all Americans to peaceably protest. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.